Hi folks, this is my May Day's Boo for day 16. I'm just in the crisp cupboard, getting some crisps, as you do. And I'm going outside. So I'm going outside at the moment. We're enjoying the lovely sunny weather. We had a Sainsbury's shop. Yeah, says Frankles. We had a Sainsbury's shop come today. I've got to put my boo up for yesterday. It's going to be of the birds. So that's a bit late in coming, but I'll put that up when I get a chance later. I'm just doing my boo. But we've had quite a relaxing day, and we've had, as I say, the shop came and things. Yesterday, I'm trying to think what I did yesterday. Oh, I had voluntary work yesterday. That was interesting, because I couldn't get onto the system. So it was a bit awkward, because I couldn't do any work then for a bit, and I managed to sort it out in the end, but... Right, I'm going to... I'm sat on the swing seat now.
And you saw that lovely guy at the train station.
Oh, I did. He said that they'd done some... The Samaritans had put some leaflets out there over the last few days because there'd been a fatality at Hereford railway station. And there'd been people that had tried to jump out of trains as well. So it sounds like it's a bit of a... almost like a craze at the moment, which is not good. But he was saying how grateful he was to Samaritans. And how good we all are.
That's
so
really nice.
Yeah. Picked it up. But yeah. Excuse us eating. Oh, onion rings. Nice. Mm. But other than that, we had a lovely cheese and potato pie yesterday.
We did. Nice.
Mmm. And I had some wine.
That
rather too much wine. But that's another story. No, I didn't actually have that much, but it didn't really agree with me.
It didn't, no, bless it.
But there we go. We live and learn, don't we?
You weren't feeling too good at 5 o'clock this morning.
I really wasn't, no.
Yeah, you went off to work yesterday and I stayed at home and cooked. It was quite domesticated, it was quite nice.
Oh. Oh. Make sure you don't fit into a stereotype. Don't you? don't. Let's not stereotype. We don't want you thinking you have to do things. We might want
to
go
tied to the kitchen sink, as it were. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I don't think you'd ever do that. God,
excellent. But yeah, it was lovely. Oh, it was amazing. Cheese and potato pie.
Was nice. What makes it is a bit of onion in the mash.
Ooh. So, we basically got loads of Haribo sweets today. Because I picked some yesterday. For anyone that doesn't know, they're like jelly sweets. Haribo. Mm. And some came in the shop today.
Yeah. I've forgotten I'd ordered some, actually.
I had, actually. I might have got them if I had remembered.
We've got loads of Haribo.
I did quite a lot of recordings yesterday, but I was a bit perfectionistic and I deleted them, which I really need to stop doing because I'm sure somebody would find them quite interesting.
I'm sure they were fine.
So I'm getting a bit delete happy, really.
Yeah.
Kate's out here as well, enjoying the breeze.
She is.
Birds have been a bit loud, so we thought we'd come out and relax a bit.
All you can hear is the birds in the garden, sparrows, robins.
Yeah.
I think it's sparrows that nest on your roof, by the way.
Oh, is it? Oh,
brilliant. They always sound very close.
Yeah, they do.
There's lots of them, so I imagine it's those.
Oh. I wonder how big a sparrow is.
I don't think it's too big. I would say... I don't know. I'd ask my mum. Because very often I'll say to her, how big is it in parrot terms?
Yeah.
Is it, say, ooh, size of a cockatiel?
Oh.
Or, you know, is it like a grey? Oh, bigger than a grey.
I was asking that the other day to somebody about seagulls, and I didn't realise they were bigger than greys.
Yeah, remember them telling me that. When I lived in Brighton, I said, how big are seagulls, Mum? I said, are they? And I think she said, without me asking, she said, oh, bigger than a grey.
Wow.
I said, oh, God. She said, yeah, they're big birds.
Yeah, quite scary.
And so they've got long, sharp-looking beaks. So they look quite fierce, really.
Oh, God.
They can be quite bloody fierce as
well.
Yeah,
they can. They can attack people.
They can be nasty.
Mm.
But did you know to kill a seagull is a criminal offence?
Yeah, I did.
Mm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Hmm. If anybody can enlighten us on that, that would be
they're
really
protected
good.
For some reason, but God knows why, because they're bloody scavenging. They're vermin, really.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God. Hmm. Interesting. And so, in our shopping, we had a nice chicken, which we're going to have tomorrow.
Yeah. It's already stuffed. It's lovely.
Ooh.
And okay. This pork, sage and shallot stuffing is really nice.
Wow.
So we're going to have that with some roast potatoes and sprouts, carrots,
yeah,
collie and broccoli, Yorkshire puddings and gravy.
Mmm.
And apple crumble and custard at some point.
Yes. I'll have to get some caster sugar.
Mmm.
Oh, perhaps because I need to get milk tomorrow, so I might go.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
I'll pop in and get some. Because we've got custard, didn't we?
Yeah, got that. Yeah, that came. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was saying when I did my boob, which I haven't uploaded yet, the custard was a pound a tin.
Blimmin' heck.
It was because it was reduced to 50p. That's why I got two.
Oh,
but
yeah.
A pound for a tin of bloody...
That's awful. No, that is awful, actually. Some of the stuff at Sainsbury's is really expensive.
Yeah, it can be. It's better now than it used to be, though.
Is it?
Mm. It used to be, if you shopped at Sainsbury's, you were quite well off.
Ah.
So it's much better than it used to be, but... Mm.
Hmm.
It's not always the cheapest, but...
Tesco's aren't too bad.
Tesco's aren't too bad.
But I like the fact we've done like a joint thing where we've looked at what's at Tesco's and Sainsbury's, and we've both done an order of stuff that's like on offer and that at both shops. So,
both spent about the same amount.
Yeah. Which is quite good, really. So, got lots of washing up, like washing tablets and that. Because they're really, normally really expensive. Got those coming from Tesco's on Monday. Because I don't know why laundry, you know, detergent is so expensive.
Well, it's terrible. And the thing is, what annoys me is people, they know you have to buy it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's why they put the prices up, because they know that people have to have it.
Yeah. I bet there are people that make their own stuff.
I wonder.
Make their own detergent and stuff.
God, that reminds me of Kim and Aggie, those people.
Oh, yeah.
How clean is your house,
doesn't
it?
I remember them. God, they were weird.
They were a bit. And one of them was in the jungle one year, and I'm a celebrity.
Oh.
She was lovely.
I think I vaguely remember.
It was Kim, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Oh, Big Brother started. Is anybody watching it?
Oh, yeah.
We're not at the moment, although I would like to catch up with it at some point in my headphones, but I won't put Sam through the trauma. Because...
I find Big Brother a bit traumatic.
Yeah.
Because my ex was completely and utterly obsessed. I mean, she was obsessed. Anyone that knows Justine will know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, my God. So now when I think of Big Brother, I sort of think, oh, no.
Oh my God! So I will keep Sam away from the trauma, and I might watch. I mean,
I might watch a little bit.
To be honest with you, it's in the beginning. It's all a bit like there's so many people.
Yeah, and you don't get to know anyone, do you? No. You can't. When it gets less people, it's more interesting because groups start forming and
you can
look at the social dynamic.
Yeah, that's what I like. Well, that's my excuse. That's why I like it, because you can look at social dynamics and things. So that's quite.
But we looked at the profiles and they're all really young.
Yeah, they are. There's about three people that are above 40, which is, I think, a bit, it's really quite racist. Not racist. Ageist. Racist. Ageist, yeah. You think, well, why? Why?
Mm.
Unless, of course, they're hoping to bring other people in at some point.
I hope so. They usually do, don't they?
So, fingers crossed.
I don't know where they find all these people. Because they find some weird, wonderful people.
So many people go for the interviews, don't they? And you sort of think...
Yeah, auditions, yeah. Well, Justine auditioned three or four times.
What was it like? Did she get very far?
No, she didn't really, no.
Oh.
No, she didn't. Because you have... You go to, like, the main auditions. And then I think if you get through those, you have to go to a few more. It's not just, like, one audition and you're through. It's...
Okay.
They sort of keep whittling it down to less and less people.
God.
Yeah.
I do think it's different since it's been on Channel 5.
Yeah, I don't like it so much.
No, I don't.
Not so much. I don't know, they've made it all strange.
Yeah, it's not as good as Channel 4. At all, in my view.
I do like Marcus Bentley.
So do I, he's funny. He's really funny. So,
and he gets really animated.
Kate and Sam are swinging on the swing seat
in the garden. Talking about Big Brother.
Yeah, that's a very good impression of him, actually. I don't know what they'll do if he ever says he's not doing it.
Oh, don't.
Because that would like be the end of Big Brother, because he's just
really
so good.
No, it really would. He makes it, Marcus.
Yeah, does bless him. I wonder if he gets people's... Presumably, like, he's recognisable.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if he is or not, actually, but yeah, if he is, I bet he gets people coming up saying, can you do your Big Brother thing?
Oh, I bet he does. Can you say Dear One in the Big Brother house? Apparently he really loves it. I remember Justine telling me that she saw a documentary once and he was talking on it.
Yeah.
And one year he had a really bad cold.
Oh, no.
But he still went and did his narrating, because he was lying on the floor in the studio because he felt so rough, but he still wanted to do his
thing. Oh, bless
his
him.
Thing.
Brilliant.
Oh.
So that boo was full of lots of different bits.
It was.
So I will send it back. I'll go on the computer later because I've used the Olympus again. And we will both be posting up boos fairly soon.
Indeed.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying actually, because by the time you hear this, it'll have been posted anyway.
<That's>
anyway, we will speak to you soon. Bye bye.